Carr takes a snap. Pressure immediately. Carr bumped around. Malik Jackson's got him, and Jackson will sack him back at the 20-yard line.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, is not Coach Kubiak. It is fourth-year pro Malik Jackson, fresh off of a massage, correct?
Yes, nice.
How was
massage.
It
was very nice, very relaxing.
Relaxed, ready to go for this Sunday?
Ready to go.
Mindset of this team right now, speaking of that. Coming off the loss, first loss of the season, are you guys geared up and ready to go?
I think so. You know, we're ready to just get back to the football we play, do the things that we know how to do. You know, just as far as defense goes, just go out there and, you know, just make it hard on offenses. You know, so I think we're ready to go back out there and get another opportunity to show the world who we are.
Prior to last week's game, we were comparing your guys' defense to the 2000 Ravens, the Legion of Boom Seattle Seahawks. That hasn't quite been the talk this week following what happened last week in Indianapolis. Is this still that same defense?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, losses build character. They build things that we're just happy we got out early, you know, because to lose early means we can fix it, you know, and it wasn't like a loss that we just got destroyed. We just didn't play good football. So I think that's what's encouraging. That we can really, it's things that are fixable. It's not things that we just suck, you know, so we're all right.
Your fourth year in the league, this is by far certainly your best season. Mm-hmm. Is that because of Malik Jackson? You're in a contract year. Is that because of Wade Phillips? Is that because of the new system? Is it the answer D, all of the above?
It's D, all of the above. You know, this offseason, you know, coming into the season, I knew what time it was. I knew what I could do potentially in the next few weeks. And then, you know, Coach Wade came here with a great scheme, and which me and Derek Wolfe fit very well in. And, you know, just Bill Collier just coming here, just getting us right, you know, hard nose, and just getting us wired to go out there and make plays. So it's pretty much just D, all of the above, everything.
Still the number one overall ranked defense, still the most highly penalized defensive football teams.
Yeah.
Guessing that's been a point of emphasis this week for you guys to cut back on some of those?
It's been a huge point, you know.
And you would never have a penalty or a 15-yarder.
Not consciously, at least. Yeah, you know, okay. We're not going out there throwing balls at people. That's just
no, that's not,
that's
what
not
you,
me.
No.
So
yeah, we don't have any video on that.
None of that. No. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's been harped on a lot. You know, they're really adamant about stopping it the second half of the season. You know, as players, you know, they say, you know, they want us to be aggressive and do things. You know, we just got to be smarter. And, you know, it's the things where throwing balls at people or hitting people late. Those are the things they want to stop. Now, the going hard, you know, the TJ's play, you know, you can't really – those are – bang, bang. So I think, but they just want the dumb penalties to stop. And as a player, I see what he's talking about. We just got to get it done.
Off the field now, Malik, you were just nominated for the NFL Salute to Freedom Award. And mm-hmm. I know that means a big deal to you. The Helping Hands for Freedom is something you're a big part of. You're the spokesperson for that organization.
Yeah,
right?
I got offered to, you know, just kind of help with the military thing and Helping Hands for Freedom. And it just seemed like a great cause, you know, and I just wanted to do as much as I can for the people that sacrificed so much for us. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to be able to get an accolade outside of football. You know, I think if I do win this, it'll be my biggest award because it has nothing to do with football and hitting people. It's just the kindness of your heart and what you can do for the community. So I'm excited, man, just trying to do big things and just be a great figure.
Malik Jackson, thanks, man. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
And a reminder, Coach will be back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. Now, when the Broncos hit the road for an away game, the competition heats up early. That's before they even get on the plane, and it has nothing to do with football. It's all about style points. In this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw, Subaru, Fox 31 Denver's Aristea Brady, explains why the guys are so eager to look just as good off the field.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
From Easter pastels to bright orange suits, couture shades, and Louis luggage, you can tell these boys dress to impress.
Everybody wants to battle who has the best fashion every week.
It hurts.
It's kind of unspoken.
Whether the competition is spoken or not, there's no denying there's a game of sorts being played long before Sunday. Even Coach Koobs gets into play.
We make it lower?
Yeah. Or we leave it.
We sat in on one of all-pro cornerback Chris Harris Jr.'s styling sessions at Nordstrom.
It's kind of like a photo shoot every time before we get on the plane. It's pretty funny.
Not only does number 25 have an entourage helping to dress him, he also has some unlikely help, too.
Who is that?
His one-year-old baby girl, Aria.
That takes a lot.
From jackets adorned in thick plaid, heavy tweeds, and tone-on-tone vests.
Yeah. Got a lot of outfits I have to go through and try on.
His style sessions go long, finding outfits for the season and beyond.
I do a lot of events all year round, so I definitely have a lot of suits for the whole year, every year.
And from the stores...
Too sexy
to the players' closets. Can you guess whose closet this is based on the funky shoes, fur hats, and of course, dozens and dozens of specs?
This is like when I'm walking down the tunnel, getting ready to go to games, you know, you got the cameras on.
Vaughn says when it comes to the tarmac runway,
the more and more dorky you look, the more and more ladies like you.
He is the master. Well, at least better than some.
My DT, man, he has no style.
Cornerback Bradley Roby begs to differ.
I feel like my suits are fresh. I'm going to say that. I'm going to get that out there.
But he says the best dressed award goes to,
I think, don't tell him, but probably TJ. I think TJB, he has some good fits. They're kind of wild, you know. It was one weight game. He had like a leopard shirt on and with some green suit or something.
If the expression dress well, test well is true, then perhaps some Super Bowl rings will be the perfect add-on accessory. Aristea Brady, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Aristea. Good stuff. I got to start working on my game as well. All right, coming up on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, Nick and Coach sit back down to talk about how the Chiefs will be out for revenge. Plus, we are all familiar with Peyton Manning, the quarterback, but we'll take a look at part of his great work off the field. That's next.